Health Plan phone line and talk with Ray Severy. He's the director of Public Works and Engineering for Meridian Township. Ray, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Tell me about the new flood hazard data that is now available via FEMA.
FEMA has put together, developed some digital floodplain maps. We've always had floodplain maps since, for 20, 30 years. The latest ones were in 2000, but these are digital ones, so we can actually get them online, and the readers can actually go online and look up their address and find out exactly whether they're in the floodplain or not.
Why did FEMA do this, and why is it important?
Well, they do it to protect people from, or let people know if they're in the floodplain, if they have potential for being flooded, for what's called a 100-year flood. And if they are in that flood area, then they will have to get flood insurance, because a normal household insurance does not cover floods.
And what you found is that the floodplain has been extended. It's in different areas that weren't previously floodplains.
In Meridian Township, there's one area up by Green Road and Hazlett Road that has been added that was not in the floodplain previously.
Okay, what are the worst areas, if you will, for flooding in Meridian Township?
Oh, there's an area down by Lagoon, area which is south of Grand River Avenue. That's one of the worst areas. The worst areas are the ones right along the Red Cedar River, which you normally would expect would be the worst ones.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lagoon area is one of the ones is along Oak, not Oakmont Road, but each side of Oakmont Road by the two parks we have, Ferguson Park and Wanch Park.
Yep.
Those areas in there.
I've driven past there many times. Another area that I've driven down before is at Vanetta by the park and over from Jolly Road to Grand River.
Yeah, the Vanetta by Vanetta Park is where the river crosses there. That's a low area.
Mm-hmm.
The other area that's low is not necessarily right next to the river, but Jolly Road by Hagedorn is a low area there that sometimes will flood if we get heavy rains.
All right. Is this a good thing? Are you happy about this?
I think it'll help us because we have more information now than we had before. The maps are much better because they're actually superimposed on top of an aerial photograph. So we can actually see the individual homes on this map, which we couldn't do before.
And Ray, from your point of view, you may not know the exact numbers, but are most people covered for flooding? Do they have flooding insurance?
I think most of them probably do because their mortgage companies require that. There are some that don't, and why I don't know. We had a caller that said that I'm required to get flood insurance now. I want to refinance. I've never had it before, but they're definitely in the flood plane, so I don't know why they didn't have it before, but so there are some out there that don't have it. They probably should.
All right. For people who want to get a hold of this, where can they go?
They can go two ways of getting it. They can go to the Meridian Township website, and we have a link to it there, or the actual website is actually msc.fema.gov, and that will take them right to the page where they can sign in and put their address in. And that will take them to the map that will have their address on it. Now, when they go to that, it's going to give them what's called a panel, and they'll have to then zoom in to their actual location to be able to see what they want to see.
Does that cost anything?
No, there's no cost for that. It's on the FEMA website. They can just go in and take a look.
All right.
Now, go
ahead. I'm sorry.
Be patient, because it takes a long time to download the information.
Sure. Okay. Now, can I actually download the information regarding my house?
Yes, once you get in there, it'll say create what's called a FERMAT. It's a FERM is a flood insurance rate map, but a FERMAT is just a piece of one. And if you click on that, then it will let you print off the area that you have on the screen.
Ray Severy is the Director of Public Works and Engineering for Meridian Township. Ray, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're listening.